shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Why? Because they, quite frankly, suck. Okay, that's a little harsh, but nonetheless, welcome back to our program this hour, part two. We have Clara Bingham with us. She is a middle school teacher, a substitute teacher. We're going to talk about something, a phenomenon that seems to be occurring across the country, and that is that kids are being asked to, when they bring their garbage to school, which is the wrappings and so forth of their lunches or their breakfasts, they're being asked to take it home with them. Why? Because it will save the school money. And we're going to talk to Ms. Bingham about that. Her school, Joyful Union Congregation, which is a middle school in the Los Angeles area, is doing it. And many, 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 many other schools across the country are. I've gotten tweets and I've gotten email from lots of parents who are talking about that. Next hour, of course, we have our News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Our Fox and Friends appearance will be next week on Fox and Friends, next Tuesday, on the Fox Morning Show there on Fox News Channel. Not tomorrow morning because they've preempted it for some other thing. All right? And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Live streaming video of the show. Get a backstage pass. It will explain all that you need to know, okay? It's the only, seriously, the only subscription site in radio, well, with the exception of a couple of others, and I mean only a couple of others, that is worth it. 877-876-PHIL. Clara Bingham joining us, and Ms. Bingham has been on the program before. Clara, and you are married to Pastor Rennick, the two of you founding members there of Joyful Union Congregation. How are you?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you for having us on.
And how is the pastor?
He's very well.
Now, the school, being in California, but all over the country, schools are running up against expenses. It's pretty tough. And it is a difficult thing for schools to grapple with. And it seems like down through the years, no matter where we are in the health of this nation economically, we're always worried about our schools. We've heard about band programs being cut back, athletics having to go out and fend for themselves to get money and so forth. But now kids are needing to help with trimming the garbage budget, huh?
Well, it's just one of those areas, Phil, of expenses that we have to look at. Schools in California, in all the states, in Florida and New York State, all of our schools across the country have been asked by a great many of their state legislatures to look into cutting back, you know, the expense that they have. And so in order to do that, we have to be creative and look at how we can utilize our students, as well as our parents, because we work in tandem, Phil. All schools, good schools, work in tandem with their students and with their parents.
All right, so the kids are being asked to take home their trash.
That is correct. If they bring...
And this is for... What kind of meals and snacks and things the kids bring in?
Well, sometimes children will bring in their morning snack along with they've got their lunch. And they also have afternoon snack. Sometimes they'll bring in a breakfast or something. But everything that they bring to the school, if it is wrapped, and generally, unless, of course, it's a Tupperware or some kind of container like that, the Tupperware is going to have to be taken home anyway. But the wrapping, tinfoil, aluminum wrap, saran wrap.
Yeah, the wax paper and bags.
Wax paper, bags, everything has to be taken home with that child. One step further is a improvisation, not improvisation, it's an idea that we have adapted to this.
Now, one step further is an idea that your school had. Are other schools doing the same thing?
Yes, there are schools across the country that are, as we say, using this one step further. So not only are the children taking home garbage that they have created, but in order to help the school, as I mentioned, everyone has to pitch in to some degree. And in order to help the individual school as well as the school district, the children are asked once a week to take out garbage or trash or refuse that the school generates.
And so the kids are taking home not only their own trash, but once a week, how much of the school's refuse?
We want to see the children take 1 to 2 pounds, if possible, of the school's refuse.
Now, why you're going to get that? If you had a lot of parents that have complained about this?
We have had parents question this, but we've also had told the children, we give them the option, because the parents are saying to us, we don't mind our children taking garbage home. We don't even mind our children taking home school garbage if that is what is necessary. But we do not want this on our garbage bill.
Right.
So we have told the children that once they are off school property, of course, we don't have any more control over them.
And so what are you doing? Are you inviting them to...
No, we most certainly are not, Mr. Henry.
You're inviting them to just dump it anywhere?
No, we most certainly are not. We are saying that once they leave the school with this garbage, we are not forcing any family to add this to their trash.
Well, if you're not for... Are you not leaving the door open to a child?
No, Mr. Henry, if I could finish what I'm saying, then I'd be happy to answer your question.
Go ahead.
We have asked the children to pack out, or as they used to say in the Army, I think the pastor told me to stay in the Army, hump it out, you know, to hump out 2 pounds of garbage, hump it out of the bush, you know.
And what does that mean, hump it out of the bush?
It is a term, my understanding is a term they used to use in the Army when they were leaving an area to go back to civilization.
And so what has that got to do with kids?
Well, it makes it fun for the children when we say to them, you can be like a soldier in a war, you know, and it is a war. It's a war to save our school. So hump this trash out of the bush, and that's what they do. We have all...
Now, like, I want to ask you one question here, because I feel it's only right.
Go ahead.
What about the teachers? Are the teachers taking garbage out? Are the teachers, are the members of the administration, are they taking garbage out? Are the members of the school board taking garbage out? When we talk about people pitching in, what exactly, we've got our children now, you're saying, taking 2 pounds of trash that isn't theirs out of the school once a week. What about the teachers?
Phil, I think it's a very fair question, and I think it has to be answered very directly. Our teachers, and I am one of them, have a monumental task in trying to educate these children. We have a monumental task in trying to make good citizens out of these children. We feel that this is not a part of the job of a teacher. We think it is definitely the part of the job of a child. And children learn responsibility, and children learn that they are, until such time as they gain in their awareness and in their acumen and in their citizenship, children are really at the bottom of the social rung. I don't mean that in ways that we treat them, but I'm saying a child is at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to who does what job. And humping 2 pounds of garbage out back out off of school property. And
so children are being asked to do this, but not the teachers.
Not our teachers, don't feel. We have. I'm a little surprised you'd ask that question.
Why?
Well, I think that what we do should be very obvious.
And you're surprised I asked the question of why. You've got children that are taking garbage, not only their own garbage home, but you're having them take home the school's garbage.
Not all of the school's garbage, Mr.
No, I know, but a couple of pounds of garbage a week. And you're having these kids go out and do this. Now, I ask you this question, why are the teachers not doing it, and you're surprised?
Yes, I'm very surprised, given what we do, given what we mean to the school. I'm always surprised when people want to see a teacher hauling garbage. And I will tell you a little bit of a story, Mr. Henry. I had a very good friend at one of our schools whose husband was also a teacher, was a history teacher at a local high school. During the summertime, he's a garbage man. And I said to her, your husband teaches children during the school year and he's a garbage man in the summertime. She said, bring home good money. I said, I would rather eat garbage than have my husband do that. Now, we're not friends anymore.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, but I was honest with her. I was honest, and I said to her, and that's when I told myself, there's only one answer to the problem, and that is to find a way to get these children to step up and to haul the garbage out, as well as we have problems with these children and their use of the plumbing, the toilets, and so forth. So they are costing us a lot of money.
And look, if you've got a school that is supposed to be teaching children, And you are having these children now take the garbage out of the school because you can't have the garbage company come because it costs too much money. Now you're talking about the plumbing, using the toilets. What is a kid supposed to do during the school year or during the school day?
Well, the child, Phil, I'm not saying the child is not using the toilet. I'm saying that that costs us money, and that necessitates a solution as well. So we have all these things we do for these children, and they're not doing anything. The parents are paying the taxes. Yes, they are, but it's not enough taxes to pay the garbage. So we have to have the child take the garbage out, making all that garbage.
And in the process, though, they're not only taking out their own garbage, they're taking your garbage out. But you say that they should do that because you, as a teacher, provide so much that it's not much to ask.
That is absolutely correct.
And you stand by that?
Absolutely. There's nothing to be embarrassed about that statement, Phil. We're trying to teach these children citizenship.
Well, you're also saying that kids are at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the work ladder, and that hauling garbage is something they should get used to. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing that a kid doing hard work is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that that's bad. But when they're at school, and they're supposed to go home and do homework, we also have them hauling not only their own trash, but the school's trash. And then you're mentioning something about them using the plumbing and the toilets.
Well, that is something that this cost in the school money. What are we going to do about that?
All right, well, our number here, and if you'll hold on, Ms. Bingham, we'll get back to you. You can tell, obviously, here, folks, that there's a big difference of opinion between myself and Ms. Bingham when it comes to this idea that the kids are supposed to be hauling the garbage out, hauling trash home. I understand that if they make that trash. If they come to school and they have a sandwich wrapped up, a bag, bags of cookies, whatever, they take that trash home. But now they are making the kids take a couple of pounds of the school's trash home, too, because it's costing too much. What do you think about that? What do you think about the idea of the kids just taking their own trash home and the idea that not only that, they're going to take the schools? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Back with more from Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Middle School here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show after this.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Clara Bingham joining us from Joyful Union Middle School. And we're talking tonight about schools saving money. And one of the ways schools are finding to save money is to have the kids take with them back home the garbage that they make at lunchtime or the garbage they make at snack time. And as I said to you, Clara, I don't, as a taxpayer, as a parent, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't think anyone should, Phil.
I don't necessarily have a problem with that. It also teaches the kids about recycling. But you're saying the kids are also having to, as you put it, hump it out of the bush.
Well, it's a term that we use in the Army. And you have to hump that garbage out of the bush. And what that does, it teaches a child to be responsible for keeping everything clean. We cannot have these children living like pigs. And as well as the use of those public Andy Gump that we've had to use because of the fact we've had to cut back on our plumbing.
Now, you guys have Andy Gumps at the school? These are toilets. These are outhouses.
They're public, yes. They're mobile toilets, yes.
And you have proposed that the kids are also removing this septic bucket or basin?
It is one of the jobs that we have the children do. They pull it out so that the man who comes from the Andy Gun service can collect it, yeah. Mr. Hendry, I can assure you, I had it much worse as a child in my school.
No, I know that, but we've all had it worse. What we're trying to do is make it better for kids today. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kelly in San Antonio. Kelly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham.
Thank you. I've
yes, sir.
Just had an experience where children cannot sign their name in cursive, cannot write in cursive, they cannot print, and they're addicted to computers. We need to cut back on the computers and the electronic waste that's in the classroom and get the children back to reading and writing. Pencils are much cheaper, so is paper.
I understand what the gentleman is saying. The only problem is we live in a world now, Phil, that is a computerized world. And there's no human being that is going to be able to survive in a commercial aspect of this world, educational, any aspect, unless they have computer skills.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Richard on 7445. So you have the kids doing what?
We have the children as I am approaching the Andy Gump. I will tell the children if there is someone in it. If the man is here, you have to get that. And that man who called in about the curse of Phil, can I just comment?
Yes, but I want you to talk about this Andy Gump thing.
Well, the man who called in saying that we ought to get rid of computers sounds like he doesn't even live in America.
And why?
Because anyone knows you can't get rid of computers. You have to have computers.
I understand that, but the man was a little bit taken aback, I think, by the fact that we're having to save money on educating our kids by having them hump garbage out. Now, let's get back to the toilet situation, okay?
Sure.
You have kids doing what?
We have the children. When the man from the Andy Gump service comes, we have the children pull the buckets out, and those are the septic buckets. And
okay, so the kids are having to clean these outhouses.
No, they are not. This is a way of saving money, Phil. This is a way of...
I understand it's a way of saving money. I just want to know what it is you have these kids doing. You have the kids pulling the basins that contain this waste so the man can collect them.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, can I ask you a question? Because we had two emails about this from parents. Were you using one of these Andy Gumps one day?
I beg your pardon?
Were you in one of the Andy Gumps using it when the kids were supposed to be pulling these basins out?
Yes, I was. And I know the parents you're talking about. They are serial complainers.
So you were in, hold on, you were in, and do you mind if you were relieving yourself?
Yes, that's what you do in one of those. So I was relieving myself. And I had gone in on purpose. Is that what you're asking? Yes, I'd gone in on purpose.
All right, so you knew that the kids were going to be there moving these buckets, and you went in on purpose.
Yes, because it was part of their life lesson. That was life lesson day in terms of how slaves were handled, in terms of how 19th century laborers were handled, and so forth. And the children were having a difficult time getting that, so I said to them, I will give you a life lesson. I didn't tell them what.
So when you saw that the kids were getting ready to pull these buckets out for these men that were going to come around and collect the Andy Gumps, you went into this outhouse and relieved yourself.
Yes, I did. And this is very unfair, Mr. Henry, because I am talking about something that should be taken in totality. I am talking about...
I understand that. You're talking about saving money and at the same time teaching the kids.
Yes, but you are saying you're bringing all the sensational aspects of this out. You're saying, oh, I walked up into the outhouse, and I relieved myself while the children were pulling, taking the slop bucket out. I did not do it so that I could punish these children. I didn't do it because I wanted to hurt these children. I did it because it was a life lesson.
It was a life lesson in order to get these children to understand how people are treated, how the slaves were treated, or however the hell it was that you said, that they have to go and get the outhouse buckets while you're in there relieving yourself. And at some point, you're going to have a lawsuit. You know that.
No, we're not going to have a lawsuit. We are so... no.
Yeah, you're going to have a lawsuit. There's going to be a parent that's going to sue you, and they're going to sue you for, I don't know, how many millions of dollars, and they're going to win because you have kids taking outhouses.
No, they won't, and I'll tell you why, Mr. Henry. You cannot sue a school district right after you ask them to save money. You can't do it.
Why not?
Because you just asked that school district to save money. So we come up with ways to save money. And then you sue us? No. It don't work like that. Mm-mm. No, no. No can do.
Well,
no can do. No can do.
All right, we're going to come back with some of your phone calls here on the Phil Hendry Show. We have Clara Bingham with us. Her number is 877-876-PHIL. What do you make of this trash program? Are you okay with your kids not only taking their trash home, but also the school's trash? That's what they're having them do it. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Clara Bingham joins us from Joyful Union Congregation, and we are discussing here schools saving money. And ever since the beginning of time, it seems, Ms. Bingham, and as long as I've been alive and you too, we've talked about schools saving money, and we ain't got enough money for this, that, or something else. We never seem to have enough money for schools. And now what we're having to do is cut back on trash pickup and delivery to the point where the kids are taking the trash home, and the services of companies like Andy Gump or these outhouse companies so that you don't have to pay that much. You've got the kids helping them too.
Correct, Mr. Henry.
But what I found particularly appalling is, as part of their life lesson, as the Andy Gump guy pulls up, you go in and use the outhouse.
That is still, I can only say this, that as part of what we're trying to do as teachers is combine these life lessons. I think the parents out there understand. They understand that if we need to have a child take home not only their own trash, but the school's trash as well, then that's what that child has to do. We are not asking the child to take it all the way home. We're asking the child to just take it off of campus.
All right, and then the kid does what with it?
I beg your pardon?
What is the kid going to do with it? If they don't have to take it home, they're taking 2 pounds of the school's trash, what are they doing with it?
Well, they can do anything.
Do anything they want with it.
They can do anything they want with it. We are simply saying that we're not making the parents pay to have that put into their own trash. Now, that alone, if you will, is worth the price of admission.
All right. Eight's worth the price of admission? I don't think so. 877-876-7445. Here is Randy. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I agree with you, Phil. I think that they're looking for a huge lawsuit there. You're dealing with the health issues and everything when you're dealing with that waste from the porta-potties and that sort of thing. And the teachers would be in there using it.
They get latex gloves. They get a latex glove.
Pardon me?
They do get latex gloves so that they have the protection.
You know, I've been in the Army. I've been there where you're humping it out.
All right.
And you know what? You
know we're talking about humping
out. You know who's humping it out with you? Your officers and your NCOs. And true leadership is ass in the grass right there with you. You're setting up a superiority situation. And you're setting yourself up for a huge lawsuit, and I think you have an overwhelming sense of self-importance. You're setting up elitism. And this elitism...
I understand what you're saying, but in this case...
It's going to lead you down the road of a huge lawsuit, and you're going to lose that exactly what you're trying to do.
And you don't seem to think you're going to be sued.
The reason why we won't get sued, Bill, is because without me and the millions of other teachers in this country, these children grow up and...
You're talking to a parent right now. You're talking to a parent right now who would sue your butt off if you were doing something like that to my kid.
By the way,
because
Washington State is doing this.
Hold on. You guys were talking over each other. What? Say it again, Randy.
She is not serving as an example. She's telling them what they ought to do. She isn't asking them or asking the parents, hey, how can we take care of this situation? No, they're coming up with their solution, and their solution puts other people in a subservient situation. This is classic.
We have to, because there's no one else going to teach your child not to eat with his hand.
No one else is going to teach.
Oh, and where are you going to find a teacher that's going to put up with the mess the kids bring into school every day? There are not a lot of people to do that. So,
well, you know what? My teachers seem to take care of it back in the 50s and 60s. And, you know,
well, today, children are violent. We've got to get these children, we have to teach these children more subservient. They've got to get back to the basics. How to clean a toilet.
Your toilet is not an example of subservient.
Why do they got to carry your toilet out?
Because when this gentleman was in the Army, did you not have to carry out the slop bucket? You had to hump that out.
No, they didn't hump out. What are you talking about?
No,
septic waste?
We burned it. Right in the...
You're
telling them to take it home. You're just saying you don't want it in your back porch. You don't even care if it's thrown out on the street. And where are they going to put it? In somebody else's dumpster? Make it somebody else's responsibility. You're teaching them to make your problem someone else's responsibility.
Yes, you are.
That's exactly what you're doing.
No, we are not.
That's exactly what you're doing.
No, we are teaching the children.
You're not teaching them anything except to pass the buck and that you're an elitist woman.
We've got to get it off campus. I've got to get that mess off campus somehow. They get it off the campus. They can take it and they can throw it in someone's front yard. Yes. Or they can do the right thing and take it home.
So that's the right thing.
And who says what the right thing is? You?
I'm the teacher.
So what?
I'm the one that teaches the morality.
Wait.
You are not. These parents are not teaching these children.
You don't. Teaching them morality.
But they don't. They don't, sir. And so we have to pick up the slop. And I got to carry that slop bucket. They carry a slop bucket.
Wait. All right. Look at Randy. Great call. And I think you. Thank you, Randy, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And more comments are welcome. Ms. Bingham, I just want to hear something. You said that if you're carrying the kids' slop bucket, they carry yours. Now, what you were saying was the equivalency of if I have to put up with the low morality of these kids.
I'm saying that the children come to school not very well prepared for these moral decisions. A lot of these homes these kids come from, parents don't know right from wrong. Child comes from a home, it's a mess. So that child, in a way, is bringing a slop bucket into my environment.
Now, what is a slop bucket, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
Slop bucket. You don't know what a slop bucket is?
No. Is it the...
It's the receptacle for outhouse. So the child is bringing the equivalency of a slop bucket into where I work. And I have to deal with that child's slop every day of my life. Every day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., that child bring into my classroom slop, which is a moral slop. It's not physical slop. He's not bringing his own, he didn't go to the bathroom in a bag and then put it on my desk, but he might as well have.
So it's a gotcha thing.
Mr. Henry, you are getting effeminate sounding. It's a gotcha thing. And I am saying to you...
My voice is cracking because I'm a little irate. It's a gotcha. Oh, if I got to deal with your bull crap, then you, here, kid, you deal with me after I've...
You think it's funny? I don't think it's funny at all. Every day, teachers in this country go into classrooms, and we have to deal with a child that has been molested, a child that has not been taught right from wrong, a violent child, a child that wants to attack... sometimes rape a teacher, sometimes beat a teacher up. We have to deal with a child that is rude, has a dirty, filthy potty mouth on him, has never been taught right from wrong. Child don't know nothing. And now I have that child in my class, and what has that child done? That child bring a slop bucket in. And that child has taken that slop bucket, and this is figuratively, and has poured it on me. And so what do I ask in return? I ask in return for that child to stand at attention while I go in and use that any gun. Yes. Stand at attention until I walk out and then I give a thumbs up.
And then they can go and pull that basin out.
That is correct.
No, that sounds to me like you're punishing them.
No, sir, you're
punishing a child for the environment that the child comes from. It's not that child's fault. It's the fault of the parent if the child is being molested, for God's sake, or any of these other despicable and disgusting situations that exist in American homes. I don't disagree with you. Don't punish the child for it. Let's go to Tim in Austin, Texas. Tim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Morning. Listen, this is nothing less. This is nothing less than child abuse. You know, there's another example of a teachers' unions. What you hear continually about teachers' unions is they're more concerned about their own benefits, their own pay, themselves, their eliteness, rather than teaching children education. You know, they never have enough money to teach
education. That's exactly what we're doing. We are teaching education. But at the same time, we've got to get these kids under control.
No,
you don't just sit down with a child and you don't say to a child,
what you're doing is putting refuse in a container that you're having the kids take out. I don't know how old these little kids are, but that's child abuse. I can't believe it.
Let me ask you a question. Don't you have chores for your children to do? Don't you give your children chores to do? Of course you do.
I'm not going to have them pulling out refuse from my toilet. I'm going to be worried about teaching them. And if you don't have enough money to do that, where's all the money going to? Are you getting paid too much?
Maybe you get paid too much. Maybe we should tax you more.
All right, let's not get ridiculous here. This gentleman is
the liberal teachers union.
I'm saying, there you go. So it's down to liberal. You'd have a child not get taught.
Are you in the teachers union?
A private one. Yes. Yes, of course. I have to be in the teachers union.
This is one more example of hundred reasons why we need pro-choice schools. We need vouchers for schools so the children are not forced to government.
Hey, Tim. Tim, hold on for a minute. Ms. Bingham.
Well, the man is going, he's not even saying what he wants to say.
The gentleman is saying what he wants to say. I don't think you need to mock him.
I'm a teacher. I know how to teach a kid to talk good.
You don't know how to teach. You don't know how to teach. And that's the problem with America today, is we have too many teachers like you that look out for yourself rather than for the children and teach them the three R's and teach them about the history of this country and why it was founded. You know, I'm tired of hearing about
the three R's. Reading, writing, and arithmetic are the three R's. History ain't part of it. Number two.
Refuse is not one of my class. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, and neither is geography, and neither is religion, and so just go.
All right, but the reading, writing, and arithmetic was because we want the kids to learn the basic. They need to know how to read, and they need to know how to write, and yes, they do need to know basic math skills, and then we build out from there. It's not that we're ignoring that.
Well, I'm saying that the child brings into my classroom slop from his house. He's bringing in the slop that his parents, teach him. So why can't I have him haul my slop out?
What are you talking about?
How long have you all been doing this? The kids doing this?
We're starting in this. We finished our first year, and we're going into year two of One Step Beyond.
Have they been
one school year?
For the last year, or for the last week, or for the last month? How
the
long
last
have they
school
been
year.
Doing it?
The last school year.
The last school year.
Yes,
all year long. And this is the first
I've
heard.
That's correct. And you're in Washington State.
Guarantee it.
And you're in Washington. The other gentleman was in Washington State. They're doing it in Washington State. And this gentleman's in Texas. They're doing it in Texas. Doing all over.
Where are you? Where is your school district?
In California.
Where in California?
Southern California. We are in Bellflower, California.
Bellflower, California, sir? It's a Los Angeles suburb.
Bellflower, California.
Los Angeles. Okay, now you probably want to know why you're short of money? Because you're paying for 15 million illegal aliens there. You're spending about $20-25 billion a year because the state of California is supporting about 15 million illegal aliens in California. You'd have a little bit more money if
you know that,
to maintain.
Do you know, you conservatives, you never say anything different. Got the illegal aliens. I'm giving you a new way. I'm giving you a new way to look at things.
You're abusing children.
Tell your kids,
but you're not,
call my
you're
flock.
Not following the rule of law. You know, in this country, there's a rule of law. Right?
No, there isn't.
You pick and choose the laws you want to follow.
Of course you do. I don't have to follow some laws
that
are wrong.
The laws that you teach the children?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, some laws are morally wrong.
Wait a minute. There's law, and then there is breaking the law.
Some laws are morally wrong. Number one, the law that says I can't relieve myself. That's what this man's saying.
No, he's not. He's saying you can't relieve yourself and have the kid haul the slop out to the Andy Gump truck. And what is this stuff?
We are setting an example. And I'd like to set an example for you, Tim. I would like you, Tim, to stand at attention while I go up and use the Andy Gump.
I'm a retired military woman. And I wouldn't
have... Don't you call me woman. Don't you call me woman. Don't do it. I'll find you.
All right, okay, all right.
I'll find you, and I'll leave you where I find you.
All right. Listen, Tim, thank you very much, sir, for your call. It's a good call. We're going to take a break here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. What does that mean, you teach the kids relative...
We say some laws are wrong. The law that says a child can't stand at attention while I go up and use the gump. Well, I go up and go ahead and make myself feel better for the first time in the day. All day long, all morning long, I feel like hell. I come to school, I look at these kids, if they pour the slop on me, now come lunch hour, my payback time. Children stand at attention.
Uh-huh.
I go in, I use the gump. As the door opens, they salute.
Get her out of here, will you? We'll be right back. I can't believe that this woman goes and uses an outhouse at the school and the kids are supposed to stand at attention while she's in there. And then as she comes out, they go and grab the bucket from underneath and take it down to the gump truck. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right. Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Clara Bingham on the line with us as we talk about the expensive education, the public education of our children. It seems to be expensive. It seems to be breaking the budget. Every time we turn around, we don't have enough money. I personally don't understand it. And I certainly don't understand. I mean, if we're going to make money available for anything, it ought to be for our kids.
Mr. Henry, I'm not the one that votes down all of these. When we have in the public election and so forth, we'll have a bond issue to build a school. And a lot of times it will be defeated because the people that vote, most of the people vote are old people. And old people don't care about education as much because their children are grown. They're not going to have any more children. And so these old people, they don't vote for the school. So if you want to blame someone for the fact that I have got to have these children somehow turn a very negative experience into a positive, which is standing there and hauling a slop bucket over to the Andy Gump man. And so they have to stand at attention. Don't blame me. Blame these old, dirty old.
Dirty old?
I don't understand why I get the blame or teachers get the blame when it's some old man, old lady, living on a golf course someplace. They say, we paid enough, this, that. We don't care. Let the child haul a slop bucket. That's the person's doing it.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. It's Desiree in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Desiree. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I am very offended by all of this. I would not let anyone have my child carry a slop bucket, let alone a teacher. These teachers are supposed to be the people that these children can go to feel safe. And even if these children do have baggage, that doesn't matter. You have baggage, too.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Everyone
I
has
have
baggage.
To deal with their baggage. I have to deal with a child that has a violent temper,
and
a child
to
they want
to
kill.
And we have to
oh,
deal
that's
with
ridiculous.
Teachers that don't care. And we have to
that's
deal
ridiculous.
With teachers
I'm not there to solve the problem. I'm not there to solve. I'm not a miracle worker to take a child that comes out of a home where the child's been abused, where the child's been beaten, where the child isn't fed right. And you want me to be
and
a miracle worker? All right, here's how I'm going
to
start.
To be.
I'm going to have
you're
that child.
You're not providing them. You're giving them the
bucket.
Same thing they're getting at home.
No,
you're
I am not. I'm teaching them a life
to.
Lesson.
No,
I say to them, this
lesson.
Is exactly what your mother and father are doing.
Wait a minute.
They
you're saying what?
I said,
need it from you too.
I said, this is exactly what your mother and father are doing to you. Now carry my slop bucket.
So you're telling them that that's what your mother and father are doing to you, carry my slop bucket.
Yeah. I don't stutter.
Oh, lady, you should not be a teacher. That's horrible.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, okay.